If I could give my mother anything, it would be self-love. My mother and I don't speak. And even when we do, we never really talk. To be honest, there's no space for the real me in our relationship. Only space for an augmented version of me that she thinks will make others like me. I'm the first woman in several generations of my family to have outsmarted the nasty habit of living by other people's expectations. The first whose relationships have not been bulldozed into the ground by defensive protective mechanisms, resentment, and a fury of self-denial. If I could give my mother anything for Mother's Day, it would be the capacity to look inward with an attitude of self-compassion and curiosity. I know that her inability to do so is not her fault. Not many of our mothers were taught to respect what they feel or to put themselves first above the needs of others. We are the first generation of women to truly come alive to the possibility of respecting and prioritizing ourselves en masse. We still have a long way to go, and it is our unwavering commitment to self-love that will get us there. I just wrapped up a week-long self-care challenge, taking time each day to tune in and prioritize my needs. I went against the programming I was taught from childhood that says I should care above all else what others think, and instead devoted myself to what I think, what I feel, and what I want. To celebrate my own growth and to honor the women who came before me, without whose lives I would not be able to intentionally shape my own, I'm hosting a gift away. Any deck purchased before Mother's Day will come with the gift of a mini deck, a collection of 6 cards from any of the 6 categories that make up cards for self-care. Affirm, move, rest, write, ask, and speak. A little something for you, and a small revolution for the mum or mum figure in your life. May we grow into women whose commitment to themselves is a beacon of hope for everyone around us. May we be unwavering in listening to ourselves and honoring what we hear. If this resonates with you and you want to learn how to skillfully listen to and prioritize yourself, then join me and my co-host or her Gil, a skilled art therapist, for our urban retreat permission slip. We will gather on Saturday, May 28th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. to explore the ways in which we hold ourselves back and learn how to cast off our habits of self-criticism so we can foster a kinder relationship with ourselves and our needs. We're keeping it intimate with only 8 participant spots available. So if this retreat is for you, head on over to Eventbrite and buy your ticket today. And register before May 10th, and I'll throw in a deck of cards for self-care to say thanks for being one of the early birds. In tender, loving care, and I'll talk to you soon. Barbara.